Welcome into Jags of the Round Table. JP Shadrick, John Osier, and Frank Frangie is with us.
Heck?
What a day.
Good to be here. I feel honored. Are you kidding me? Let's do this all the time.
You're the man in the middle. You're the man in the middle.
I am. Yes, I am.
Well, let's start with the big news of the week. Dan Scuda arrested June 19th. The story came out on Monday. You know, there's some conflicting reports now. What's next for Dan Scuda?
Well, I think what's next is you wait, because so often in these situations, Frank, you've been in the media for 25, 30 years. A police report comes out, an initial report comes out, and then the dynamics change as you go along. So I know people want an instantaneous reaction. You want action. But it's truly a case where you have to let the facts play out before you do anything.
Well, the danger, too, and we all saw it when it came out, is you hear a police report and people assume that's what happened. That's the danger of one of these things. Police report happened. My goodness, somebody did something bad.
And so often it's not even close.
You never know. Yeah, I get this hunch. I'm not sure this one is. You know, So the truth is you got to hear both. We talked about this on the air on the radio, JP. Let's make sure you at least hear Dan's side of it. Let's before we decide who's done something. So, yeah, I think the whole thing has to play out. I think it's way premature, even now, way premature to think too much about this. Hopefully it ends positively for everybody.
And this has gotten tougher in the Twitter age than it used to be when we were starting out the newspaper business, Frank. So quick the reaction that I agree with you, especially in this day and age, you've got to let that first wave play through and then let it go.
Well, and heinous things really have happened.
Sure.
So now, between the Twitter age and the fact that some really bad things have happened, people want to assume something bad happened here when it might not be the case at all. No question.
All right, guys, let's move to the defense now. There are a lot of new pieces on that side of the ball and some high expectations, I guess. What are the expectations on defense this year, guys?
Well, I think the expectation is improvement, and I think they will improve. I don't know that the expectation of a top 10 defense that some people seem to have, because you added Miles Jack, you added Jalen Ramsey, and there's all this excitement over that. I don't think they're going to be elite yet. I think the core is there to be elite in the future for a lot of years. I think it's the good news. I think this year, I think you'll see them better on third downs almost by default. And then I think toward the end of the season, as these guys start to come together, it's going to be interesting to see how close they get to elite by the end of the season, because I think they're going to be better.
They brought in fast guys, fast defensive guys. They didn't have playmakers, at least not enough of those playmakers. You said by default they'll be better. John, sometimes they seemed almost helpless on third down, and that made it tough. It made it tough for the coaching staff. It made them tough to find. Lord knows they tried to come up with ideas. I think Tayshaun Gibson makes a difference, because I think he'll go get the ball. I think Jalen Ramsey and Miles Jack and Dante Fowler and Yannick Ngakoue are fast guys. They're fast, disruptive presence that they just haven't had here. So I think the fact that there's so much more speed, so many more disruptive possibilities, I think they'll be far less hopeless on third down. Yeah, I think they'll be much better. I think the expectations are fair here, and I'm kind of excited about them.
A striking thing, Malik Jackson, you didn't even mention.
Yeah.
And you're talking about guys, and this guy might be the most disruptive of all. That's how much they've added.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Over to the offense now. This is the time of year where a lot of guys work together on a field away from Everbank Field. Bortles and Hearns and Robinson and all the rest get some work in. So will that work pay off? And what is an improved season for the offense after a pretty good year last year?
Got to run the ball, JP. They've got to score rushing touchdowns. Three rushing touchdowns last year, all year, not counting Blake's runs, not counting quarterback runs. Yeah. They've got on third and two, on third and a yard and a half, on third and goal from the two, they got to get the ball in the end zone.
Well, I think they need to have the threat of the run, which is running some and being effective doing it to get that. Overall, I think to be more efficient, they've got to get better on third and four. Blake has to be better in the short passing game and more consistent. They were a team last year that showed they could be explosive. Now they have to show that they can turn long drives. They need to have some 11-play drives rather than just big chunks to Allen Robinson. They showed improvement last year, and now they have to get to that efficient thing that we all know wins in the NFL.
Yeah, the best passing – you're right. The best passing teams have a short, intermediate passing game, not all over the top plays.
Right.
Exactly right.
I think it's the same thing, though.
Yeah.
Running, right. Short passing, efficiency, and third down conversions are what's going to make this team better.
Frank, you might have a future in this business.
You know what? I like this. I'm going to come back. I got to play 18 first, but after that, I'm right back here. So there you go.
Look forward to it.
Frank Frangie, John Osier, I'm JP Shadrick. That's it for Jags of the Roundtable.